FDIC.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if the Rockets can win this series, but I do think that they are at least going to be competitive in it, which is, you know, more than a lot of people would have thought. I do think if they get blown out in Game 3, you could see it kind of unravel on them, because I think after Game 2, it felt like, man, they gave it everything they had to get back in that game and came up short. That can be deflating, and if you follow that up with just getting thumped, then it's like, well, where's our gas now?
I think it's going to be an interesting series. I still think Lakers in 6. I thought the Rockets would win 2 games all along.
I think Deshaun's a good guy. I think he's a very good quarterback. But I've said all along, if you couldn't win, and really you couldn't even come close to winning when Deshaun was one of the lowest paid guys on your team, now that you've made him one of the highest paid guys in the league, it's going to become that much more difficult.
I don't think it was as big as I thought they were going to do it. Because you know they overpay for everything, and I was just assuming they were going to overpay for this. And, I mean, yeah, I think they're overpaying, but it's not totally ridiculous.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number 3. Already, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, DadDegenerates 975. Text line, you know the number for that. Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you're in Katy or Sugarland area, 92.5 FM, now simulcasting.
Wherever you're at, check it and see what works best for you.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got all kinds of options now. We got you covered. We got the whole area covered. So 97.5 and 92.5, both on FM. So it's going to sound a hell of a lot better than the guys on the AM dial, that's for sure. And wherever you are, check it out. And yeah, a lot of guys drive all over the city, so you know, flip back and forth, put it on your presets. So I wanted to kind of take an early look at the NFL lines, because guess what? It's really not that early anymore, and we're 2 days away. But somebody asked what happened to Golic and Wingo. Never realized they weren't on ESPN until I turned in this morning after not listening for months.
They've gone the way of the dinosaur. ESPN, after many, 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 many years, decided to move on from Mike Golic.
Well, I think they're just letting him walk at the end of the year.
I think so, too.
Which,
but Golic, too. I mean, Golic's been around. He's been a staple in that time slot, really, for what?
Well, I mean,
15 years?
I think he's still going to be doing stuff.
Yeah, I think they're keeping him for college football.
Yeah, but Wingo, they're letting go of completely.
They? I thought he was like, I'm out. I thought he got disrespected.
The last report I saw was that they wanted to keep him around for college football. Like Mac Brown's old analyst job in the studio.
Well, that's probably what they're paying. They're paying because they've already paid him. So that's what they're adjusting his job title to. But it's probably the same for both of them. They're going to work out their contracts and then go on their ways.
Yeah. Well, no, Wingo, they basically said, you're gone at the end of the year.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that story, but he's been there 25 years with ESPN, so he's not doing anything, not just radio.
You know who looks fat that didn't look fat before? Well, but on ESPN that didn't used to be fat, and I was watching, I don't know how it happened. I was watching some football game, I guess, or maybe it was the fights, and SportsCenter came on afterwards, and I saw John Anderson and Kenny Mayne, and Kenny Mayne used to be like awkwardly skinny.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's an older dude now, but he's letting himself go a little.
Hmm.
And then I started thinking, God, John Anderson and Kenny Mayne have been on SportsCenter for like a million years, which they have. And when you get that job, I guess you're just allowed to stay forever. But yeah, those guys have lasted a while.
Yeah. Kenny was a big horse racing guy, so he kind of ran in the same circle I did many years ago. And when we were at the Breeders' Cup, we'd have like a draft of horses where we'd pay a certain amount, mm-hmm. and it all goes into a pool. And he was always a part of that, and he was always kind of cool to me. So
So you don't want to mention that he's put on a few pounds.
Well, haven't we all? Haven't
yes,
we all?
Yes, we have.
So yeah, I'm seriously challenging myself starting well yesterday. Once I sat around all day watching that stupid show. Astros are losing 2-0. I wanted to kind of take a look at the
Look at that guy, number two.
Yeah. Is that Chris Sale?
No, okay. That's Alex Bregman.
Okay.
Number two of the Astros, who just earned himself a free trip to first base.
Well, there you go.
So already paying dividends, pulling him off the injured list.
All right. I want to go through these real quick and see if you have any early thoughts. I will not be doing a package for pregame this year. So basically whatever I tell you on air is what I'm going to play. So starting with Texans Chiefs. 9.5 now the number. It has moved the Texans' way.
Under 10, if I had to play it, I would play Chiefs under 10. What's the total? Do you have
54.5?
I'll go over that total.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on both ends of that.
And talking to Taylor McCarg and how he said that the I don't know if it may be different for college football, like, you know, versus the NFL, because a lot of these receivers and these guys on offense are just getting there for the first time. Do you think offense or defense has the advantage early?
I think in general, I want to say defense, but I think like the Chiefs offense will be fine because they've got all the same guys, right? I do think the Texans bringing in, you know, that having their offensive line intact, but they are bringing in new backs and receivers. I don't know. I think they should be ahead too. But in general, I probably think it's defenses.
I just hate the Texans secondary.
You know what? I'm going to say offenses because how much tackling practice have these guys actually had?
Well, that's what the coach at Navy said that. He was like, yeah, we didn't do any live tackling in any of our practices. And it's like, whoa, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah.
Because it sure looked like you'd never tackled anybody before. I mean, it was pretty obvious, so I'm with you. I kind of think offense may have the early edge, I think we'll see a lot of points scored. Plus, I just don't like this Texans secondary. The fact that Gerrion Conley's on the IR.
I had high hopes for him. Well, guess what?
No. Yeah. I mean, you were already kind of low on bodies at that position to begin with.
It's the same guys they had last year.
And they were awful.
And they were all guys they picked up during the season. Hargraves, Gibson.
And Lonnie Johnson, who started playing, you know.
Yeah, you're hoping Lonnie Johnson takes that step in year two. But if not, it's going to be a pretty rough secondary.
Yeah.
Dolphins +6.5 at the Patriots. I like the Dolphins here.
What's the total?
43.5.
I think I like the under in that game, but I wanted to fade the Patriots. But the things I'm hearing about Cam Newton are making me not want to fade the Patriots because Cam Newton apparently is a great fit with what they've got going there, which I'm a little surprised because, who's his target up there? It's Edelman and who else?
Right. Well, the guys out of the backfield, basically.
Guys who can't get separation. I mean, they've got just a bunch of guys. And I've always thought Julian Edelman was sort of a product of his surroundings, which means having a quarterback who put the ball directly in his hands every pass.
Right.
That's why he was able to be like 5'2" and still be a great NFL wide receiver. Cam Newton doesn't put the ball right on your hands. He'll make you work for some things. He's not quite as accurate as Tom Brady. So I just assumed, it might not be a great fit. But everything I'm hearing, it's a great fit. It's probably going to end up being a pass for me. But just for that reason, I was looking to fade Tampa and fade New England early, and I think I'm going to pass on this one.
The thing about Cam is, you know damn well he's going to get used better than he's ever been used in his life by this coaching staff. And if he's healthy and if he's really looking that good, then, yeah, I think 6.5 is probably about right. But I think the Dolphins are better than people give them credit for, and I think it's going to be a close game. Browns +7.5 against the Ravens. I hate that half.
I do too.
I hate the hook.
I do too. I mean, it's probably a tease play for me, and I'll take it down to 1.5. honestly, that Patriots line might be a tease play too, and then I can get the Patriots just basically a money line play on them.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm sure on that one. But the Ravens are a sure thing tease piece, but the half makes me want to stay away. What's the total there?
48.5.
Man.
I depending if they're as sharp as they were when they came out last year, which you have to wonder about, the Ravens could do that by themselves.
The great thing about the Ravens offense is the timing stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be as crisp as some of these other teams because they've got just a freakishly great athlete at quarterback who can beat you no matter how rusty the rest of the team is, how rusty the receivers are with their patterns. Like, he can just go out there and dominate a game. If I had to play a side, it would be the Ravens. I don't have to, though.
Yeah, I'd keep an eye on it. For some reason, that one of my biggest down.
I bet the Ravens week one last year, and it was my hammer play of week one, and they treated the Dolphins like Odell Beckham Jr. Week one. They just went out and they, right on their chest, they did it. I could see that happening. It's hard for me to picture them losing to the Browns, so I feel like the wiggle room is on the side of the Ravens.
Agreed. Jets +6.5 at the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Give me the Bills. I think they wrecked the Jets, and partly because what I was talking about earlier, the teams that don't have to be as totally crisp on offense because they've got an athlete at quarterback who can really change the game with his legs. And besides Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen's probably the next best runner in the NFL.
Nobody talks about that, but that guy is...
It's because he's white.
Yeah.
It's just like when Andrew Luck came up, nobody talked about him being a runner, but dude could run the ball. He was basically Cam Newton for a while. Then he got beat up and injured and stopped being Cam Newton. But,
yeah.
But Josh Allen's, he's an athlete, man. And I don't like the Jets. I didn't like the Jets last year. I think the Bills are the best team in the AFC East, so I'll take them right there under 7.
Until Adam Gase is gone. I think the Jets have enough talent to be competitive, but not with that guy. Panthers +3 at home against the Raiders.
Give me the Raiders. I know road dog, West Coast to East. Oh, it's not really West Coast anymore. It's
Las Vegas is still West Coast.
It's West Coast time zone.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pacific time.
If I had to bet it, though, Ted Bridgewater's first start with the team. You talk about being rusty.
New head coach.
Yeah, there's not much there. I'm a wait and see on the Panthers. If I had to play this one, it'd be the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play this. I'd probably take the home dog if I had to take a side on it. Like if you're playing one of those games.
Give me a total here.
47.5.
I was hoping you were going to say a little higher.
Yeah, I there's just not enough data on the Panthers. Yeah. So I've got to pass this game. Seahawks -2 at the Atlanta Falcons.
Give me the Falcons.
Yeah, I kind of like the Falcons getting points at home.
You know who I think is going to be really good this year is Cam Ridley.
Yeah.
We started to see it at the end of last year. And if he is really good, that's going to make Julio Jones really good. And the Falcons offense may have some life back to it. It may hearken to the days of Julio Jones and Roddy White, where teams can't just double one guy and take away Julio.
Right.
And now you've got, if Cam Ridley really becomes that other guy, it becomes, it's hard to say a 1A when your one is Julio Jones, you know, arguably the best guy in the league. But he could be a 1A, I think. He's got the talent to be a 1A. If he is, man, that Falcons offense is going to be sharp. And Todd Gurley, they got found on the side of the road.
Worry about his health. But
but early?
Yeah, he should be okay. Although, who knows? Eagles minus.
And Matt Ryan, low-key, played pretty well last year. People didn't talk about it. He was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Eagles -6 at Washington.
It's Eagles or nothing. I mean, the Eagles are relatively healthy right now, so you have to believe that they've got, you know, they're the much better team. The Redskins or the Washington footballers are so bad. I have no expectation. I don't like whichever quarterback they pick. They pick a guy who's shouldn't probably even be on the field, or a guy who shouldn't probably even be on the field for different reasons. But I have to say Eagles or pass here. There's no way I could bet the Skins.
They're not the Skins anymore.
Sorry.
You're not allowed
the football
players. You're not allowed to say that, sir.
The football players.
Bears plus three at Lions.
No, you've got no comment on this one?
No, I won't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. But yeah, if you're, again, if you're doing pick 'em, then I'd take the Eagles.
Bears plus three at the Lions?
Yeah.
I'll take the Bears.
Think I will too.
I think that, I mean, is Trubisky good? No. Is he serviceable at times? Yeah. Go look at his track record against the Lions. Pretty solid. Like, if they were going to name him the starter just for week one, I wouldn't have blamed him because he's had success against the Lions.
And maybe that's what they're doing.
I do worry a little about Montgomery being banged up. And if he's out, then that changes some things. But I get Tariq Cohen, who had some good success over the last couple of years when the starter's been out. But you'd like to see David Montgomery out there. But it's Bears for me.
Colts minus eight at the Jaguars.
Man,
I can't give up 8 points with Phillip Rivers.
No way.
And I can't. But I can't
bet. What's the total?
45.
I'll go under 45.
I could see that definitely. If you like under, it's no way you can give up 8 points.
No. Well, yeah, so. I like the under 45.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and get the rest of it.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Elite Health, and not only does Elite Health have Dr. Doe, my guy, Dr. Doe, guess what? New doctor there, Dr. Manavis. So now there's two doctors who can talk to you about PAE. If you're struggling with BPH, an enlarged prostate that's non-cancerous, you can take care of it without surgery. We've talked about the surgery. It's awful. It's terrible. It involves a drill going in your pee hole, and your penis may never work again. Who wants that? Literally no one wants that except the doctors who are doing that old caveman surgery still. Now, not at Elite Health. They're doing things modern, my man. And guys, you cannot beat this. You're in and out in a few hours. They use X-ray technology to treat your prostate. It's non-invasive. So if you've been considering surgery, you don't need it. Nobody in Houston has done as many procedures as Dr. Doe. And PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. And check them out online. ChoosePAE.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we were just taking an early look at some of the NFL lines for the weekend. And the next game on our docket was Green Bay plus 2.5 at the Minnesota Vikings. Over under 45.5.
I think I like the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm with you here, although I think it's going to be a good game. I might lean over on this, but I think I like the Vikings here. But here's a tough one for me. I hope you have an opinion. Chargers minus 3 at Bengals. 43 is your total in that one.
Give me under 43.
Okay. Any thoughts on the spread?
Actually, no thoughts on the spread, but 43, I think I'll be heavy on.
Yeah, I don't know what either of these teams are going to look like at quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tyrod Taylor, I know what he is, so I trust him a little bit. But, I mean, who knows? Jose Burrow may come out and be on fire. So, pass game for me on the spread. But if I had to take a side, I'd just take the home dog because that's kind of my default in these contests. Cardinals plus 7 at 49ers.
I kind of like the Cardinals. That seems like too many points.
It does, and the Cardinals were a cover machine last year, and I think they are they theoretically going to be better. And by the way, they paid DeAndre Hopkins a ridiculous amount of money today. I like Cardinals here.
Yeah, I heard people talking about that. Like, see, this is why we had to trade him. Well, the Cardinals didn't have to pay him.
No, well, the Texans didn't have to either. They had him for 3 more years, so.
And they paid him, you know, they paid him more than any non-quarterback's ever gotten. And, I mean, it's not, I don't know if it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially because guess what? They cleared some cap room when they got rid of David Johnson's raggedy-ass contract.
Yeah, I think he's getting paid too much, but I mean that is the one thing you when you talk about Bill O'Brien and what he got for him. If you're committed to trading him, not many teams are going to be willing to do that. So, yeah.
Well, the Cardinals have had for the longest time. They've had a steady, rock solid number one wide receiver. He's long in the tooth. They know that it's going away. They want to make sure that Kyler Murray, who they've invested a lot in, mind you. Because remember that they drafted Josh Rosen and punted immediately.
Right.
So there's a lot invested in that guy's success. They want to set him up for success, and that's what they've done here.
Well, do we think are we sold on Kyler Murray?
I mean, he was the rookie of the year last year.
Yeah.
And if you see the way.
So was Bob Griffin.
Yeah. I mean, health is, you have to assume if he stays healthy, I think he's got as good a chance as anybody. When you see what Lamar Jackson's doing in the league, it makes you think, wow, Kyler Murray can cause some problems. I think that Kyler Murray can be good. I don't know if I'm sold on him, but you've invested so much in him at this point. What's your alternative?
Well, I mean, I don't care about the alternative. I care about the fact that do we think this guy is going to be the leader of this team.
Well, I think they saw Josh Rosen for a year, and they've seen Kyler Murray for a year, and they go, you know what? I like this Kyler Murray thing a lot better than I like this Josh Rosen thing.
Well, it's not a matter of what they like. I'm asking you, do you think the guy can play?
I think he can play.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to be, you know, a top five, top 10 quarterback, but I mean, I think he gives him a chance.
Okay.
And it wouldn't shock me if he ends up being, you know, what Deshaun is, like that caliber.
All right, Bucks plus 3.5 at Saints. The only thing that stops me from just stomping on the Saints here
is the hook.
No, it's the fact that New Orleans starts off like crap every year.
Yeah, and they did it again last year.
Yeah, I mean, they should have lost that game to the Texans the year before they lost the Bucks. But I do like the Saints
here.
What's
the total on that game?
49.
I kind of lean the under there. I know everybody's saying, oh, Tom Brady, Godwin, Evans, Gronk. Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's going to take them some time if they even get it going.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't. It's all new offense for Brady. I do like the Saints much better than I like the Bucks, but yeah, the last couple of years I've seen them not really ready. And who knows with the COVID, how ready they'll be. Cowboys minus 3 at the LA Rams.
Give me the Rams.
I'll go the other way. I'll take the Cowboys.
I don't know if the Cowboys should be road favorites.
It's not much of a road, really. I mean, it's L.A. Yeah. Even when there's fans, there's no fans.
It's a night game.
Yeah, it's Sunday night. I mean,
by the way, we'll have that on our air on ESPN 97.5.
There you go. So you can listen and root for whichever team you like.
Root.
Steelers minus 6 at the Giants on Monday night.
I think the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going to lean that way. I kind of like the over 47.5. I think Giants are going to score a few points in this game. The Steelers are going to cover the 6. So, and then your second Monday night game, Titans Broncos, pick 'em. It's at Denver.
I honestly don't know. I don't have an idea.
I'll. The problem is these are two teams that I think the Broncos are going to be slightly better than people think. Although, I you know, depends on whether or not Drew Lock continues to play like he did at the end of last season. I think the Titans are a little worse than people think, and the line reflects that exactly.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't have an opinion on it. I guess I'd lean Broncos because they're at home, but that's it. And then I have a first half total for you to consider. Texans Chiefs first half total 27. Chiefs minus 5.5.
Hold on, say those again.
For the first half, Chiefs minus 5.5, over under 27.
Oof. I'll go over 27 first half.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that.
I kind of like 5.5 too.
All right. There you go. That's all of them. But, I am excited. And all of those lines, by the way, you know where they came from? My bookie. And if you want to get in on the action, my bookie is your place to do it. And we mentioned the NFL. We got college football. The NBA is still going. Hockey's still going. Everything. It's all the tennis. You want to bet on some tennis guy to throw a racket at somebody? Guess what? You can do that. You can't do that, but you can bet on tennis. And my bookie has you covered. And whether you want to play parlays or live betting, totals, it doesn't matter. And we just gave you a first half total on Texans Chiefs that you can get only on my bookie. And now it's time to ditch your bookie and go with mybookie.ag. Easy deposits and withdrawals. And that's the best part. When you win, they actually pay you. And I know I've had a lot of websites that don't. People were asking me about websites today. It's like MyBookie pays out fast. And guess what? Sign up today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Promo code radio, MyBookie.ag.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Anthony, so if the Titans are worse than people think, are the Texans better than the Titans? Listen, I've said this all along. They're all the same team to me. The Colts, the Texans, and the Titans. It's just whoever, you know, whoever stays healthiest and plays better. But I could see the Titans taking a step back this year. And, I mean, you think you're going to be able to keep Derrick Henry as much healthy as much as you beat him up over the last year? Do you think your defense is going to be better with Vrabel calling plays? I don't know. So, I don't know if they're going to be better, but again, we'll do our predictions tomorrow. Aaron, make sure you have your notebook so we can put them down in your notebook. You have to participate. That's an
and
order.
Get most of them wrong like I did last year.
Everybody gets them wrong. We just, you know what we do is we write them down so we can tell the people how wrong we were.
I really need to go back over last year's because I don't think I had that many wrong.
I always like that there's one team that we thought would make the playoffs that ends up being terrible. And there's one team that, you know, we all thought was terrible that ends up making the playoffs. That's always the funny part to me.
But, you know, we've also had some pretty good teams making the playoffs that not a lot of people had making the playoffs. So you hit some, you miss some. So, yeah, Hopkins now the highest paid non-quarterback in league history.
Yep.
So, okay. Good luck with that. That's a little much. And Space Ghost says, no way Tannehill has a repeat year. He might, but I think he's going to, if you can't dominate running the ball the way they did most of the season, then you're going to have to count on Tannehill to win games for you, and I don't think that's a recipe for success long term. And I think they'll be, like I said, I think you can throw the Colts, Texans, and Titans up in the air, and one of them's going to win. But I think they're all pretty close. H-Town wants to know, who's your surprise team this year? I really think the Bills are a legit AFC championship team. I think if Allen takes that next step, That's
it's key. All on him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, to me, the two key guys, if you want to talk about sleeper contenders, I would say Allen has to become elite for the Bills. Dakota has to become elite for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
If that happens, I think those are two teams that could easily make it to the Super Bowl.
But you also can, I mean, the Cowboys didn't even make the playoffs last year.
No, but I think, like I said, I like what they've done in the offseason. I like some of the additions they made. Having said that, if Prescott doesn't, I mean, he's got to change, his game's got to improve and not just be a numbers guy.
Lance.
No, yeah, like Lance. But he's got to win, he's going to have to win some games for him. And, you know, that offensive line's taken a little bit of heat hits over the last couple of years. I don't know that it's as good as it was. They need to bounce back a little bit, too. Let's squeeze in a call. Richard, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show, of course. Sports to you. I wanted to know if you saw that ESPN article about how the Rockets almost intentionally lose every jump ball. Not intentionally. The players got the vote on Covington because he's the tallest. They've only won 5 out of 29 tip-offs. And James Harden won all 5 of those this season. And even though we lose the tip-off, Westbrook might be one of our best jumpers, is what the article was saying, but he just prefers, they all just get into the mentality of, let's get on defense right now. Whereas most coaches are like, win the tip-off so we get the ball in the fourth quarter. I was just wondering what you guys thought that mentality was like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's if you're doing it to prioritize defense right away, I don't hate it. And I honestly think it really doesn't matter because there's 4 quarters. You're going to get the ball in 2 of them, and they're going to get the ball in 2 of them. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's just like
it's not like football where, like, if you to me in football having the like knowing what's going to like what it, like trying to score at halftime leading into like a double possession is a huge deal because that can be a 14-point swing. Where in the NBA, obviously, it can't be as big of a deal. So.
Well, and it's a different, obviously, different amount of possessions in football. So that what you do with the first kickoff, whatever decision you make, whether it's defer or to receive, that's going to affect your how many possessions you have in a half and things like that. In the NBA, it doesn't. I mean, there's enough possessions. So, I mean, interesting, but in the end, I don't think it's all that important. But thanks for pointing that out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I had some other, like, I got some kind of fun props on the NFL. Unless we've done too much gambling here.
No.
First quarterback back to be benched during the 2020 regular season. Who would you say is your personal favorite?
I want to say Haskins, but I don't know if they'll put Alex Smith out there.
Yeah, he's the favorite at +150.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where's Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Second favorite, 225.
Yeah, that would have been my other guess. And then I think Tyrod Taylor's probably up in the top 5.
He's tied for 4th at +500 with Sam Darnold.
I wonder who I'm missing.
Yeah, you should be able to guess number 3.
Oh, here. Mitch Trubisky,
+250. Cam Newton +700, Gardner Minshew +800. Who are they going to replace him with?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, Philip Rivers +1400. That might be some value there. And Aaron Rodgers +2500.
No, I don't think that's happening.
No, especially since from everything you hear, the kid they drafted's been a disaster in camp. So
who is the backup in Jacksonville? Mike Glennon?
That sounds right. Ugh. God, now I have to look that up.
Ugh.
Yeah, they. I think that's who it is.
Well, that ain't very good.
No. So I mean, I think you're pretty much all in on Gardner Minshew. So, yeah, they have Jake Luton as their backup, and Mike Glennon is their third guy.
None of those are good.
Yeah. So, let's see what else we got. Which second-year quarterback will win more games out of Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Drew Locke, and Dwayne Haskins?
To me, it's between Drew Locke and Kyler Murray. I'll go Kyler Murray.
You're getting 2-1 on Kyler Murray. You're getting 3-1 on Drew Locke. Daniel Jones.
I'll take Drew Locke then.
Daniel Jones +150 is your favorite.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
Will Ryan?
Although winnable division, you get to play 2 games against the Redskins, and I'm sure the Eagles are going to have 25 hurt dudes by then.
Yeah, and you know the Cowboys could turn into a pumpkin again.
They could,
but yeah, I kind of like the team around Drew Locke. I just don't know if I'm sold on Drew Locke. They seem to be, but all right. Will Ryan Fitzpatrick be benched during the regular season?
Yes,
-900.
No value.
None whatsoever, but that's a winner. How many starts will Tua make?
Is there an over-under?
There's an over-under.
What's the over-under?
8.5.
I'll go under.
I'm going to go under as well because I think Fitzpatrick's going to play well, and there's going to be no need to rush him. How many starts will Alex Smith make? Over, under 2.5?
Under.
Kind of feel under. I don't think Haskins is going to perform, but I don't think they're going to want to put him out there. How many starts will Nick Foles make? 1.5 the total.
Over.
I'll take the over on that, too. I feel pretty good about that one. All you need is Trubisky to get hurt, yeah. Frankly. Will Tyrod Taylor be benched? Yes, -130. No, -110.
I'm going to say no. He'll get knocked out by an injury.
Well, then, how about this? How many starts will Justin Herbert make? Over, under, 6.5.
Under.
Will Cam Newton be benched during the regular season?
No.
-110. Yes is the favorite.
Have it.
And then they've got how many starts will Jarrett Stidham make? Over 3.5.
I'll go under.
Okay. Will Derek Carr be benched during the regular season?
Probably, even though it'll probably be unjustified.
Well, Mariota's already hurt.
Yeah.
So there's not even a viable alternative. And I think he's going to have a good year. So I'm going to take the no at +110. And I'll take the under on Mariota starts at 2.5. Because I have faith in Derek Carr. Of course, watch him bench him like half.
I like him.
The Panthers.
But, yeah.
Will Gardner Minshew be the starting quarterback in week 1 of the 2021 season?
No.
-140. Will Phillip Rivers be starting quarterback of the Colts in 2021?
No.
+110. Will Tom Brady retire after the 2020 season?
Yes.
+200. I like that bet.
Yeah.
Because I could see him having a crappy year and just saying that's it. Will Drew Brees retire after the 2020 season?
I'll go yes.
-200. Will Bill Belichick be the Patriots head coach week 1 of 2021?
Yes.
-250. Let's see, I've got some. How many games will Rob Gronkowski miss?
Over, under 9.5?
3.5 is the number.
Give me the over.
Yeah, here's another one I bet you go over on. How many games will J.J. Watt miss? 4.5 the total.
Over.
How many games will Todd Gurley miss? 1.5.
Over.
Way over, yeah. Will Frank Gore rush for more than 500 yards?
Oh, that's a good number.
Yeah.
I'll go, he was over 500 last year on a run first football team. I'm going to go no.
+130 on that. Did an Astro just do something?
It looks like someone hit the ball all the way out of the ballpark.
I believe that would be Michael Brantley.
Okay. So that makes it what?
I believe he just tied it at 2.
Oh, okay.
Deuces.
All right.
It's Odell Beckham's favorite score.
Yeah, that's, deuce. That's not going away. Here's one for you. How many players?
Neither is Benghazi, Fred.
How many players will be suspended during the regular season? 12.5 being the total. If you throw in some COVID law breaking in there?
Yeah, I'll go over.
Okay. How many NFL players will be arrested? Over, under 6.5?
Under.
Hey, here's a bet I like. Which city's teams will have more combined regular season wins? Los Angeles with the Chargers and Rams or New York with the Jets and Giants?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, -250. Will all division winners win at least 9 games?
No.
+150. And most wins for a team during the regular season, 13.5.
Ooh, under.
Under, yeah. I don't see that happening. Most losses for a team during the regular season, over, under, 13.5.
Over.
Yeah, I can see somebody going 2-14 easy.
Everybody's trying to get Trevor.
Yep.
What do you think Jacksonville's going to do?
2-14.
Probably.
With one of those wins against the Texans.
Oh, God.
When Gardner goes off. So there you go. Little, And somebody says, do you believe the Bucks hype or does it seem like the Browns from a year ago?
Were on I'm paper? Not. It's. I think yeah. it's the same thing. Yep.
I think it's exactly
the
same.
Miss me with the Bucks hype, buddy.
And the Browns are always be the Browns.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. And thanks to you fine folks, TGS is one of the fastest growing insurance agencies in the entire state of Texas. Why are they growing so quickly, you might ask? Well, because they're saving you money. And they're doing it easy. They were ahead of the COVID thing, so you don't have to go into an office. You don't have to speak to anyone. Hell, you don't have to talk to anyone on the phone. All you got to do is send a text message. They've got a system that's already shopped all the home insurance prices in our area. They know what kind of money you can be saving, so why aren't you doing it? Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to reply back, say, hey, what's your address? You send that back. Now you're in business, buddy. You're going to get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And it's real, man. I saved over $1,000. The average customer saving nearly $900 per year. That could be you. You're just leaving that money on the table. Don't do it anymore. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now with TGS.
Education via mics. So long after they close my box and all of the critics forget me. Now why would I stop at that?
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. So we just spent a lot of time going over those spreads. And so we just found out.
Per Ian Rappaport, Von Miller suffered a lower leg injury at practice today. Concern is it could be season ending.
And
oof,
you know what? I was iffy on that game. No Von Miller, pick him.
Yeah,
I just punched a ticket on my bookie on the Titans. So, I think Miller's going to move it a point and a half.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So, I mean, that's a guy who will he does. He's a non-quarterback who does make a difference. All right. Can we do a little Hey Man Bleep That?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to go first?
No, I would not, because I've lost my story.
You know what? We'll let Aaron lead it off. We'll let Aaron lead it off.
Okay, mine's not as passionate as it was last week.
That was a good one last week, by the way.
But I have to go to a wedding this coming weekend in Colorado, and as we were talking about losing weight earlier,
bleep that.
I've lost a good bit of weight since I started working on it back in May.
Good for you.
And I've dropped pant sizes a couple, so I needed to go and get some better dress pants. So I went to, and I'm of course not looking to spend a whole lot of money, so I went to a discount department store, and they decided as a COVID protocol to shut down all their dressing rooms. So their policy is buy whatever you want, go home, try it on, and then bring it back and return it if it doesn't fit or you just don't like it. Rather than leaving, you know, maybe one men's dressing room, one women's dressing room, so you can actually go figure it out, they want you to, and risk people getting infected,
go home, try it on,
let all the people around your house breathe on it, do whatever, touch, be around it, and then bring it back to them where I'm hoping they re-sanitize it before they put it on the racks, but there's no proof of that. So just the weird, I get why they do it, because probably in the long term, they're betting people are going to want to return the things that they bought, or they're going to forget about them, or they're just going to be too lazy to do it. But at the same time, it's ridiculous, and it pissed me off. So, hey man, f*** that.
Fair enough. You know what I'm a big believer in? Stitch Fix.
My wife loves that.
I pretty much never go shop for clothes anymore. They just send clothes to my house. And that's how I get new clothes. And sometimes I don't like it, and I send it back. And no harm, no foul. It's not like I'm running out of clothes. But if I do like it, well, it's one less thing I'll ever have to buy. Go out. I mean, you have to pay for it. It's not like they just send you free clothes. But
maybe they should sponsor the show and send us free clothes.
They should. I'm an advocate of that. It sounds kind of effeminate.
No, it's not
very manly.
Actually, the wife has been telling me I should do that.
I've used it for years. I dig it.
I should probably look into it. I mean, I want a blue suit. My wife wanted me to have one for this wedding, but of course couldn't find one because they only make them in slim fit, and I'm still not slim no matter what size I am. So, yeah, I just ended up going with a pair of black pants to match the jacket that I already had. At the same time, I wanted to wait till the last minute to make sure I wasn't going to balloon back up before the wedding and have to buy a pair of pants.
How long did you have before the wedding? Like, how much notice?
Back in, when did I request off? March?
Okay. Well, this is another thing. Indochino over here in the Galleria.
Yeah.
They do suits, like, to order. Like, they it's a custom suit for, like, not a custom suit price. It's a really affordable suit. I mean, it takes like 2 weeks to get done or something, but I mean, I've got one, and when I'm not a big fatso like I am right now, it fits really nice. So that's another thing I'll recommend to you.
I need to look into that. I appreciate it, because I know I'm going to have more weddings to go to eventually.
That's the worst. Who's getting married that you're going to Colorado for it?
My wife's old college roommate / former college best friend.
Wow.
She's lived with us a few times when she works at NASA during the summers.
Okay, so she's a pretty close family friend.
Yeah.
He's still at that age where he needs to go to weddings.
This will be my second in Colorado in 2 years, and there's probably going to be a third one next year.
My whole life, I fight to get out of going to weddings. I don't want to go to weddings. It's the worst. Funerals is just as bad. I hate going to those things. So, I avoid that like the plague.
I mean, I get to go to Colorado and drink beer.
I mean, that's fine, but you've still got to go to a wedding.
Yeah, but the high for the day of the wedding is 65 or 66 degrees in Vail.
That's good.
Not a bad day. I'm going to go enjoy some hiking and some beer and then go sit through a wedding.
Yeah. All right.
Open bar?
I believe so.
Okay.
I would hope so. Yeah.
Then it's acceptable, sir.
Yeah.
You have my approval.
I don't like when, and this may sound cruel, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway because I'm not a good person. I don't like when homeless people have animals. I don't like when homeless people have dogs. It makes me feel sad for the dog, as if I don't already feel sad enough for the homeless human. But I definitely don't like when homeless people have snakes as pets. Ugh. And they keep losing their snakes in people's neighborhoods. Come on, man. A 4.5-foot ball python? He was in the backpack of the owner, who is currently homeless. He fell asleep outside, of course. And guess what? For the second time in 2 weeks, the snake escaped and went into a neighborhood. What showed up in somebody's house.
Jeez.
Stop having pets if you're a hobo. It's got to be a law. It's got to be. They need to take it away. And anyway, while I'm at it, stop having snakes as pets. Let's stop there. It's awful. To that I say, hey, man. That,
you know, I there's a homeless guy that came up and tried to talk to me Saturday, and he gave me the old story about being from Biloxi, Mississippi, and his wife and child are over there, and he's here for prostate cancer treatment, and could I help out? And for one thing, why do they always pick Biloxi? Like, that's like the 10th time I've heard Biloxi.
Yeah.
And it just, he's sitting there riding about a $1,500 bike, which my first thought is, well, go sell the bike that I'm guessing is stolen.
I often take a look at the shoes of homeless people, and that's a good indicator.
Yeah.
If you've got nicer shoes than me, sorry, bro.
Well, anyway, I just politely told him, sorry, I didn't carry cash. But, I mean, if you really have prostate cancer, are you on a bicycle?
I mean, that would seem not great for
your
prostate.
Just a couple of holes in the story, that's all. All right, let's get on to my real one here. As if there wasn't enough about Game of Thrones that for us to complain about. Well, apparently, Miguel Sapochnik, who did like Battle of the Bastards, Hard Home, and of course he did the Long Night, which was we couldn't see, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, for all the action in that, guess what he did. He cut out a whole bunch of stuff of the Night King in a fight. Which, how long did we wait to see the Night King in action?
A long time.
Yeah, and then you don't include him in a battle. I mean, he just kind of shows up and, you know, he doesn't fight anybody. Just sort of stands there. Yeah, that's another thing that I look at and go, to that I say, hey, man, f*** that. And I don't know if you know, but Benioff and Weiss are doing a sci-fi thing for Netflix, the three-body problem. So, all right. Well, stick around. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight. As I mentioned earlier, he has got some great guests. My buddy Victor sent me an email. Houston Dynamo forward Mauro Manotas, U.S. men's national team legend Marcelo Balboa, who will talk about the Dynamo and Rapids matchup as they get to go to Colorado as well, with Aaron probably, and former Astros play-by-play man Bill Brown to talk about his new book. That's coming up at 7 o'clock.
All right. One of the everybody knows one of the big changes we're having to do is wear these masks, and nobody likes wearing a mask because they're not always comfortable. Sometimes you have a hard time breathing. Well, guess what? Boomer Naturals hears you, man, and they're trying to make it better. And what they've done is they've made a three-layer, comfortable, highly breathable mask that actually protects you, and that's the important thing. I'm not looking to wear a mask if it's not protecting me. You know, if I've got to wear a mask, I'm going to get one that's going to keep me safe from all the droplets and the funk and the nastiness. I don't need that in my life. So that's why I like Boomer Naturals. They've got the nano silver technology woven into the fabric, blocks the droplets and particles from getting to your nose and mouth. And that's what we're looking for. They've also got the neck gaiters, as you see Fred modeling here. Guys, order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. And they're going to donate a face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, which helps people in need. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Or check them out at CVS. They've got them at all the CVS now. Just go in and ask for that Boomer Naturals mask.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.